Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Matchboxes, brooms, garbage cans, Zippo lighters, and more filled the stage with energizing beats at Stomp, the inventive and invigorating stage show that's dance, music, and theatrical performance blended together in one electrifying rhythm. The Olivier, Obie, and Drama Desk Award-winning rhythmic phenomenon celebrates 20 years at New York's Orpheum Theater on February 27th. That's tomorrow. And we'll be honored that day when the Empire State Building lights up red and white to commemorate that monumental achievement. Here to tell us about their Stomp experiences are Stomp performers Jason Mills and Penelope Ventland. Jason and Penelope, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
How do you learn how to stomp, how to do stomp, how to perform and stomp?
Well, I actually have just been in the company for a little bit over 4.5 months now. And it was, we went through almost 2 months of training, like a Monday through Friday, 10 to 5 kind of a deal. You begin with a lot of the basic sort of rudiments of the show, just becoming more familiar with the props, brooms, poles, hammer handles, things like that. So you just learn various exercises that will sort of help you learn almost like a technique of the show, kind of. And then after a while, you start learning a different, whatever. We have specific characters or 8 different roles. And so a couple weeks in, they told us what numbers to start paying attention to because everybody plays a different part. Yeah, it just takes a lot of time and a lot of practice. And I mean, you know, 5 months in, I'm still coming to the theater early and practicing. And
how do the characters, the particular characters, manifest on stage during a show like this? And how important is it during the show that you're thinking about the character?
Well, the characters actually they're extensions of the original 8 cast members. So,
like Godspell.
Yes, like Godspell.
Yeah. Okay.
They've kind of evolved out of the particular skill set or like talents of those 8 people. It's all kind of gotten a little bit cross-pollinated at times, and there's different ways to play each character. And the best way is to do it as an extension of yourself. The more you can know about sort of the origins of each of the 8 characters, the better, because they were there bringing their individual strengths, whether it was as a dancer in particular or as a drummer in particular or as bringing comedy to the show. So there were people kind of handling all those things, and it was puzzle piece put together in a really brilliant way at the time. And so we kind of, the shape of the puzzle pieces changes, but they still got to fit together. So you kind of know coming into it, well, I'm a drummer, or I'm a dancer, or I have a theater background, or none of the above. I just like this show. You might have an idea of why you're there if you do get hired, you know, and you will probably get put into one of those roles that's the strong point. But the way you're going to do it has to be your own way in order for it to be believable and watchable.
What, and this will be for each of you, what was your path to joining Stomp? What did you do before? How did you get here? How long do you think you'll stay?
Well, my background is in dance. I trained in multi-form dance my entire life, and then I moved to New York, and I went to the New School and studied modern dance. But I was still working with tap dancers, so I, in terms of making music with my body, I was familiar with that. But, you know, I'd never had any kind of actual drumming before. But yeah, post-school, I continued to dance and perform with various other tap dancers and musicians, and actually 2 years out, got called in to come audition again and got to do the show. And I think with this company in particular, there's so much room for growth, because it just takes so long to get familiar with a lot of the music, and you can play, you know, everyone has played a lot of multiple different roles, and so that's the really exciting part, is that I think people, you're hired based on the fact that they want you to stay around in the company for at least, you know, a few years, just because it takes at least a year or two to get comfortable with the show. So yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm a couple months in, but I'm, you know, I have some time that I want to put into the show. You know, I really want to wrap my hands around it and figure it out and learn multiple roles and really give it what it deserves, you know.
Same question.
I am a musician primarily, but I was also an illustrator, and I did straight theater, but not really beyond school. My brother, when he talks in front of audiences, but I kind of zeroed in on music in particular. I'm a drummer primarily, but I play a little bit of some other instruments, and I'm a recording engineer as well. And I've been doing the show since '95, on and off, because it's kind of a family affair, and literally, actually, for me, because I married my boss, essentially. Fiona's from the original cast, and I'm from the first American tour, and we have a kid, and so it's, and there's a bunch of us that there's their family. We're not the only family. It's a family affair, and you maybe leave for a few years, and then you might come back, and that's an incredible luxury, you know. I mean, when I left, I didn't think it would still be there 6 years later. That's a hard thing to do in New York City. So I don't know how. I mean, I guess I'm around on some capacity until I'm not needed or the show doesn't exist. Or, I mean, my wife is a rehearsal director. So, like I said, it's just kind of a family affair for us at this point.
How old is your child?
He's turned 7 on Sunday.
Is he showing any particular percussive skills?
Yes.
You also have a soul band. Are you the drummer in that band?
Yeah, you're referring to Beetroot, that's in my bio. Yeah, that's a band that I have with my wife, and she's a singer and I'm the drummer. And we're a little bit on hiatus because the kid throws you, being in the same band at the same time is a little bit more, you know, babysitter and scheduling wise. So we haven't actually gigged with that band for a little bit, but I'm playing with a bunch of different people around the city. That's a great thing about living in New York City, and it's a great thing about working in Stomp. I'm not on every single night. Like if it was like Stomp starring, you know, we're a group, and so no one's counting on seeing, you know, John Stamos in Stomp tonight or whatever marquee name that's selling. So that's great. So we're able to kind of do some other things artistically, stretch our legs in the city, which is fantastic. Like, you really can't ask for anything more than that.
I'm having a fun time imagining John Stamos doing Stomp, like being willing to really go through all the training and show up and do it, and then he would have to do it. As you mentioned, Stomp's been running in New York for a long time and it tours. What is it about the show, do you think, that keeps audiences coming, that has given it this life?
There is no dialogue, no speaking in the show, which I think allows for it to be very internationally accepted. And I mean, it's also, you know, it's percussion, it's rhythm, it's you know, it's a universal language, as cliche as that is. It's cliche for a reason, but it's something that everybody can connect to. And I think also, I don't know, because maybe it's off Broadway and it's been in that same Orpheum Theater since '94, and what drew me to it as a kid too, I mean, I grew up watching it, is that it has a very raw energy to it. And like Jason was saying, that even though there are roles and that are based on the original cast, to a certain extent, all of the performers still are giving a very honest performance of themselves, essentially. It's like you're self-blown up by 150%. And I think that allows audiences to really, really connect to people and to the performers so much more than if we were all sort of typecast in a box and hired because we all move and dance and look the same way. This show is 8 very, very different performers that come from very different backgrounds. And I think that allows for it to stay so honest and really raw. And I think that's very exciting. And by the end of it, people come out, you know, they're tapping their feet and they're, you know, we see people all the time in the audience that have just tears rolling down their face because they're just moved by the music, and it's something that everybody can feel.
And I'm fortunate you guys have brought matchboxes with you, so I get to be moved by a very private, intimate performance here.
There was actually a woman moved to tears just a couple nights ago. It's true. And I was worried for a minute because I wasn't sure if it was a good thing or a bad thing. Yeah. And then it was a good thing. Yeah. But
It would be so strange to have somebody weeping and then be like, I hate this.
The thing was we finished the final number, not the encore, the final number, and she stood up. And sometimes we get a standing ovation at that point. But she ended up being kind of the only one, and she was really excited. She was kind of looking around, and she was sort of motioning that other people should stand up, and they didn't in this case, you know, but we kind of were like showing her gratitude from the stage because it's a small house, you know. It's like it's not like we're far away. So it was a lovely moment, but then when she sat down – I noticed she had these tears streaming down her face, and I was worried that she was just like embarrassed or something. But she wasn't.
Well, and one of the cast members actually jumped down immediately afterwards gave her a high five. So yeah. I think she was just very overwhelmed and excited and moved on. It was really sweet. Yeah, I got concerned for a second. I was like, oh no.
There's makeup involved. Yeah. There was streaking and stuff. Yeah. I was just like, oh no, she's mortified that she just did that. But I don't think so. She was smiling a little later, smiling and crying.
Yes.
All right, so if you guys don't mind. That was really cool. Thank you guys so much for coming in, for being willing to do that, and, you know, continued success and enjoyment in the show.
Thank you for having us.
Jason Mills and Penelope Ventlent are Stop Company members. The show celebrates its 20-year and counting run off-Broadway this week. More information is available at wamc.org/roundtable.